This is Terry Mandel, DO Dictating an Attorney Letter to Chris Mueller, Attorney at Law of Isaacs & Isaacs Law Group, address on file. Dear Mr. Mueller, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Alicia Pina, please note the following medical letter, period. First name A-L-I-C-I-A, last name is P-E-N-A. On December 11th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a video physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 25-year-old female who was involved in an automobile accident on or about November 6, 2021, period. The patient was a passenger in the rear with the seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was dazed, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. It was a Toyota Avalon, period. She was rear-ended in a police chase. Period. Initially, she was rear-ended by another vehicle and pushed into the opposite lane, period. The vehicle was struck a second time and also hit a third time by a third car that pushed the car and spun it, resulting in the car hitting a chain-link fence, period. The patient was jerked and hit her head on the side glass window, period. Several airbags were deployed, period. The patient was hit by an airbag, period. She had immediate pain in her face with airbag burns, period. She also had headaches, left shoulder pain, and pain in the bilateral shins, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still experiencing headaches, comma, buzzing in her ears, comma, and background noise, period. New paragraph. In relationship to headaches, she was informed she had concussion syndrome, period. She has been treated with medicines, period. The headaches are intermittent, period. They occur approximately once every month, period. The duration is less than a minute, period. It is a throbbing pain that ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain occurs in the bilateral temples, period. It is a non-radiating pain, period. There is buzzing in both ears, period. The buzzing occurs 2 to 3 times a week, and the duration is approximately 15 minutes, period. This buzzing noise occurs with background. This buzzing is also described as a background noise. And of recent times, it appears to be getting somewhat worse, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day ambulance took her to Eskenazi emergency room. She was treated and released, period. She was seen a second time at IU North and given medicine, period. She saw her family doctor from Health Net, period. Her left shoulder pain, actually, this paragraph on left shoulder pain, let's put it before the timeline of treatment, if we could. Let's put this paragraph before the timeline of treatment. The left shoulder pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 2 times a year. The duration is a few days, period. It is a stabbing-type pain, period. The pain intensity ranges from 0 out of 10 to 8 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating pain, period. Okay. At the end of this paragraph, please put in my previously dictated timeline of treatment. From there, let's start a new paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient does not have limitations on activities of daily living. unless she is having bouts of the headaches, background noise, and left shoulder pain, period. New paragraph, medications denies. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes occasional over-the-counter medicine as well as over-the-counter lidocaine patches for her shoulder, period. New paragraph, past medical history denies. New paragraph, past surgical history denies. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her left shoulder in the past, period. The patient had a concussion in high school in 2015 and 2016 while playing volleyball, period. In 2015, she had loss of consciousness for 1 to 2 minutes, period. She had no permanency from either concussion, period. She did have headaches 3 months after the incident, but it resolved completely without headaches, and that was from either concussion, period. The patient has never had tinnitus or buzzing in her ears until this automobile accident of November of 21, period. The patient has been involved in minor automobile accidents, but no major accidents, period. None of the accidents required treatment, period. The patient had a work injury in 2019. Due to a fall, she injured her knee. She was seen at immediate care once, and there was no permanency, period. The patient fractured her left arm in the fourth grade, period. New paragraph, under occupation, she is involved in hospital operations and did not miss any work, period. New paragraph. I did review some medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Emergency room report, Eskenazi Hospital, November 6, 2021. States restrained backseat passenger and motor vehicle crash, period. She complains of pain in the left shoulder, comma, bilateral shins, comma, and left face, period. They documented several abnormalities on physical examination, including mild swelling and abrasions to the left cheek, comma, left shoulder, mild diffuse tenderness, comma, and bilateral anterior shins with bruising and mild tenderness, period. Their final diagnosis was 1, concussion without loss of consciousness, 2, acute pain of the left shoulder, 3, contusions of the left lower extremity, and 4, contusions of the right lower extremity, period. Emergency department at IU Hospital, September 17th, 2022. 23-year-old presents to the ED for evaluation of left trapezius slash shoulder pain. They did an X-ray that day, was negative for acute bony findings, period. Indianapolis EMS report, November 6, 2021. Complains of 6 out of 10 pain in both knees, comma. Also complains of pain to the left cheek and left shoulder, period. Physical assessment reveals abrasions and tenderness to the left cheek, comma, tenderness to the left shoulder, comma, and tenderness to both knees, period. HealthNet Family Practice Report, May 18th, 2022. Reason for appointment was sore throat, comma, stuffy nose, and intermittent headache. Their assessment was 1, URI, and number 2, post-concussion headache, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, in reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of this current automobile accident of November 6, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, video exam, there was a scar noted involving the left knee. It was round, 1 centimeter in diameter due to an old fall, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Right shoulder was normal with full range of motion, period. Left shoulder was abnormal with crepitance, pain, and tenderness involving the left posterior scapular area, period. There was diminished range of motion with extension diminished by 8 degrees, comma, abduction, ABD, diminished by 6 degrees, period. Abdominal examination was unremarkable. Examination of the legs failed to reveal swelling. Knees appeared to be normal at this time, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, head trauma, comma, concussion syndrome, comma, cephalgia, comma, and tinnitus, period. Number 2, left shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Number 3, contusions to the left and right lower extremities resolved, period. The above 3 diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of November 6, 2021, period. New paragraph. In terms of impairment, the patient does have some permanency as it relates to the left shoulder in persistent cephalgia and tinnitus, period. Because of this, I do deem these to be permanent, and she will continue to suffer with these difficulties for the remainder of her life, period. She will have persistent pain and diminished range of motion of the left shoulder for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the left shoulder area, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. I would recommend an MRI of the brain and left shoulder at a cost of $2,500 for each study, period. Continuing over-the-counter medication will cost approximately $70 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Consideration for ENT consultation and specialty referral is a possibility, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a video physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed oral consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.